Blog Talk Radio.
Here's the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, F the N-Word. And I'm joined by my illustrious co-host, Miss 100%. And tonight, we're going to do that show that we've been talking about. We've been commiserating, and I'm using all my big words now, trying to put it all together. We're going to do the conspiracy theory show. But we not going to do that bullshit conspiracy theory show that everybody do, that outrageous shit that you just make shit up. Nah, we going to do conspiracies that we actually see happen every day in this mother. So, if you want to pontificate with us, give us a call, 646-929-2033.
Get down there, big boy. Don't use all your big words.
Hey, I got at least five more left.
String them out.
I was playing Scrabble today, so I'm on it. 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. If you got a conspiracy and you think you got what it takes to argue with me and Miss 100%. And speaking of arguing with me and Miss 100%, we encourage you to go to socialize with us. Hit us up on Facebook, Twitter. On Facebook, Twitter, I'm Smooth Drama. My yearbook, I'm a dick hugger. Add me. I'll add you back. We can talk a taste on it. And, of course, I cannot leave out my illustrious co-host who wants you to holler at her. Tell her. Tell them. I won't say her. Tell them, Miss 100%, where they can holler at you at.
Well, of course, Miss 100% spelled out at yahoo.com is the email address. Everybody is welcome. Hey, listen, if you contact me and you want to holler, I'm going to holler back at you. I don't discriminate, trust and believe. I cuss all y'all out. No, I'm just fine. But Miss 100% on Facebook and at 100% on Twitter.
Yes. Now, of course, since we are talking conspiracies, I mean, if you're going to come, we want to talk about our first conspiracy, the conspiracy that's out there to make people mad for no reason whatsoever. Now, you want to talk about this 100. Tell the people, what's your conspiracy on what makes people mad for no reason?
Well, my conspiracy, the whole Mary J. Blige thing with the commercial, the chicken commercial. Every black person in North America is pissed off because Mary J. Blige, a black woman, is singing about chicken. And I'm like, what the hell is the problem? We don't like chicken.
Hold on. She ain't singing about deer. She's singing about chicken?
She sung about a chicken sandwich. She did a commercial to promote a chicken sandwich. Mm. And they felt that because she's black and the stereotype that black people love fried chicken, that she shouldn't have did it and she sold out. Well, wait a damn minute. So if a white woman sings about fried chicken, you'll go back. But if a black person sings about it, you don't want to fool with that because it's stereo. Either way, your ass gonna buy the sandwich. So what's the problem?
Well, I mean, not only the fact that your ass is gonna buy the sandwich, I thought we liked chicken sandwiches.
I thought we
did
too.
Yeah, I mean, nobody cares about that Popeyes commercial where, ooh, child, let me tell you about my chicken.
That chicken from Popeyes. Yeah. Or the church's commercial. Didn't nobody get on, what's his name, Kirk Franklin? He jumping around like a Mexican jumping bean, talking, singing about church's fried chicken. I ain't seen none of the saints go off on him and tell him he ain't welcome back in the church.
Well, I'm still trying to get, I mean, maybe maybe the people that are mad, they were in line to get that commercial and Mary J. got it?
I mean, she got paid $2 million for it. Hell, I'd sing about my ass for $2 million.
Well.
Damn that. I mean, well, you know.
Yeah, I'm saying, but is there a song long enough for all of that? Anyway, the point is, my conspiracy, and we want to know, why are people mad about that? Well, I mean, is it there a conspiracy out there just to be mad for no reason whatsoever?
Yeah.
Just because? She sung about chicken. I'm mad. You ain't mad about real stuff that's going on. You're mad about a chicken sandwich.
Okay, so here's a comparison real quick. This is what I don't like and why I'm pissed off about this.
Speak on it.
Part of it. You mad because she's singing about a chicken sandwich, but she's also singing about loving her Mr. Wrong, the man that she break her heart, so she loved him so much, but he break her heart so bad. And that's a real issue that's going on with black women. We like those thugs. We like those ghetto Negroes. We love them, but they hurt us, don't take care of us. But ain't nobody talking about that part of it. You know, she's singing about how much she love a man that disrespect her and abuse her and use her up. That's cool. We bumping it on our stereo, but soon as we talk about a piece of chicken, oh, hell nah. All hell in Brooklyn. What's the problem?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That is exactly...
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, and that's real. Chicken sandwiches, if you don't like the chicken sandwich, just you really don't have to pick it up.
If you don't like the commercial, don't get and watch it.
Yeah, I promise you, nobody's going to knock on your door and be like, hey, you better eat this chicken sandwich. Eat this chicken. It's good, I'm telling you. Eat this chicken. Come on. Come on, anime.
Eat the chicken anime.
We should not be talking about that.
I know.
Oh, my goodness. Ike Taylor. Ike Turner. You interesting guy.
I'm just saying
that. May you not rest in peace. the next conspiracy theory is why is black bad? Now, we ain't going to get into the whole every word that's negative has something to do with black. We ain't going to go through that whole dictionary.
Not about to do it. Not about to do it.
We ain't doing none of that. I'm talking about booty.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nobody likes a nice, juicy booty. Nobody, I mean, and last I heard, everyone liked a nice, you know, a nice sized penis that you can work with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what I hear. But it seems like the conspiracy is to make black bad, but at the same time, to do exactly and represent exactly what black is. I mean, we talk about the thugs, but everybody's a thug.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I mean, Kim Kardashian, the whole Kardashian family is famous because they have big booties.
Mm-hmm.
People are catching cancer they're paying for cancer in tanning beds so you can get tan, so you can get your brown on.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, last time I checked, porn, people want to see that BBC.
Mm-hmm.
So enough. So I'm trying to figure out why is there a conspiracy to make it bad, but on the low, I guess this is on the DL. America's on the DL. We want to be and represent, but we want to hate it.
Right.
On the outside.
Well, they only hate us because they hate us. That's how I feel. And the whole Botox thing, that's botulism. That's a disease. You are paying thousands of dollars to have someone stick a needle in your face that has a disease in it that can and will eventually kill you. Last time I heard, botulism was not a good thing.
Well,
and that's what it is. What they're putting in their forehead, in their lips, and all that, is botulism.
I mean,
why would you want, that's what the Botox stands for.
Well,
so you hate us so bad, why you want it in your body?
Well, I mean, and I won't even say that it's about hate. See, because hate would say that they, you know, it's just an irrational, fuck you, fuck you. we ain't gonna go on the hate tip. We gonna leave hate on the sideline for a minute.
Okay.
We gonna get to hate a little bit later.
Okay.
Hate gonna get in the game, but not right now. We in the first half.
Okay.
So we talk about the issue of where we are as far as celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, famous celebrities, I mean, Angelina Jolie, famous because of her nice, big, juicy lips.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've mentioned how some people with no talent, all they have to have is a big booty.
Nobody remembered Kim K before she did the fake video with Ray J. They were like, Pussycat Doll, what's a Pussycat Doll? Well, she was in that group. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. Thank
when
you for helping.
When she did sex tape, everybody knew who she was, and she blew up.
Well,
I honestly
still don't know who she is. I mean, I'm really not paying attention to none of that. And
because she came out of the clear blue sky. It just got rich.
Well, I mean, I guess it you can get famous by getting bust on in the video.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
But, see, the conspiracy is people hate, and that's where we talk about on the DL. I mean, because the people on the DL are on the DL. In the normal terms, is we're talking about gay people,
mm-hmm,
who are on the DL as heterosexuals,
mm-hmm,
in my estimation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these people are on the DL as haters, meaning you pretend like you're a hater. But at the same time, you taking your extends,
mm-hmm,
you in the pulpit with your penis pump, trying to stretch it out,
right?
Got to get it going.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get my extension.
You at the store buying the booty panty,
right?
To make that ass look a little bit fatter.
Right. And you know what? We hear Smooth Drama, we just want you to come out the closet. Just say, you know what? I want to have big dick sucking lips. I want to have a big, fat, juicy booty. I want to have a big penis. It's okay.
The truth shall make you free.
Yes, it's okay. Come on. Come on. You can do it. You know, like people, they had that commercial, I'm Tiger Woods. Just come out and say, hey, men, I want a big dick. Say women, just come out and say, I want
a big dick. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, my bad.
See how easy that is, though.
I'm telling you.
It is so.
I shot it from a rooftop. I love big black cock. Oh.
Oh, wow. On that note, we bring hate into the game. We going to go on break. We going to talk about the ultimate hate. the hate that one has for oneself. This is Ice Cube, us.
Drama with Mr. F the N-word. I miss 100%. And that was Ice Cube, Us.
Yep. There is nothing worse than the hate that hate produces. The hate, which is our next conspiracy. The conspiracy to make everyone a hater. I mean, see, we could categorically be called haters, but we hate on shit that don't make no sense whatsoever. I mean, I'm thinking when you hate on haters, and see, people think that, oh, you hating on somebody because they doing something. Nah, I'm proud of you. You doing something so long as it ain't nothing retarded.
Right. Right.
You know, there's the positive hate, and then there's the negative hate. We hate on the negative hate, and we wonder, why is there such a conspiracy out there to make everyone a hater? Case in point, New York woman who had hired her a woman, Debbie Stevens of Long Island, because she was going to donate a kidney to the boss. Only the boss end up getting the kidney from someone else. So once she found out it wasn't the exact match, you know, she called on Stevens, and she wasn't an exact match either. And so, but she ended up donating her kidney to someone else, while the boss got a kidney donated to her.
Well, see, here's the thing. Because the employee donated the kidney to someone else, it allowed the boss to move up on the donor list.
Right.
Either way, she still, even though she didn't get her kidney, she still saved her life.
Yeah.
She could have said, damn it, you're not a match, I'm not going to donate it to nobody. I'm going to keep both my kidneys.
Right.
But she donated the kidney to save her boss's life.
Right. Being a great person. How was she repaid? Yeah. How was she repaid? Well, the boss was like, well, you need to go back to work a few days after having kidney surgery, which made her, you know, she's in pain, so she had to take an additional 3 weeks off. I mean, 3 days off. My bad. I can't. You know, I'm off today. It's conspiracies. They mess my mind up. So she ends up having to go ahead and come back to work, get sick, and the boss is calling her like, yo, why are you not at work? Even though the boss is calling her from home.
Right.
I mean... What kind of hate now shit is that?
I know you just had your kidney taken out.
Mm-hmm.
And now you are experiencing health problems.
Mm-hmm.
But you helped me.
But yeah.
Add back to work, huh? Make me my money.
Mm. When you say it like that, it sounds so much better.
Basically, that's what she said.
Yeah. That's some cold-blooded shit right there.
Yep.
You can't get too much colder than that. Going through the exact same thing she's going through. You're at home chilling, but you're making her go to work. Nice. But, see, that's that thing, you know. Maybe it's something in the water that makes people haters, like Ted Nugent. Maybe he drank some of that new fashion sparkle water that make you say stupid shit. Last week he was at the National Rifle Association's annual meeting. And while he was there, this dude comes out and is like, hey, you should view President Obama and other Democrats as wild animals invading your homes. Like a coyote in your living room pissing on your couch. It's not the coyote's fault. It's your fault for not shooting him.
And it's my friend, it's our fault for not, it's his mama's fault for not aborting him.
Mm.
How about that?
I say it's the daddy's fault too.
For even that has to go nasty with it. But
he shouldn't even
He should have pulled out on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that is one of the most ignorant things I had heard. And I'm like, how can he get away with threatening the president's life?
Right.
And you know what? And I'm thinking what's going to have to happen. And maybe it'll happen after this election. once he's been reelected, he can just be like, all right, cool. You can't do nothing to me now, bitches. I'm sending the Secret Service.
I just hope he, I want him to get reelected just so he can just show his ass. I mean, just show you, you want to call me this, you want to call me that, you want to accuse me of not being an American, you want to tell people to kill me. All right, I'm about to show y'all nothing. I just want him to just show his natural black ass. They already say we, what do you say, we wild animals?
And no, see.
Crazy and all of that.
No,
yeah.
No, see. I disagree with you 100. I don't want him to show his black ass. I want him to show his white ass. I want him to be hardcore ruthless.
Okay.
Drop
okay.
The Secret Service at they door. 6 a.m. like they did the Panthers.
Yeah.
Pow. We busting in the door, shooting everybody.
Anything.
We heard there was a terrorist cell here with guns.
Right. Right.
See, that would be what I would do. You know, I'm thinking like, okay, y'all are talking shit to me, and I got the biggest army in the world on my side. see, this is the haterade that's out there that they drinking, that they drunk on ignorance. You threatening the guy with the military. With all the guns. See, and that's that age-old hate. You know, that age-old hate coming out. You can't help but hate. But you hating on the wrong dude because you can get blowed the fuck up.
Right, because he ain't out of there yet. You know, you're talking like he already out. You know, talking like he's a nobody or like he don't have any type of power. But if you know what's good for you, you would really just shut the fuck up and get back.
Yeah, I mean, because if I'm Obama, I'm sitting up there like, yeah, don't let me get reelected, bitches. And he got a notepad. It's like, yeah.
I was about to say the same thing. I bet you he got a long-ass list.
Mm-hmm. Such and such, such and such. We rating all y'all. You best believe. You better not even have a roach in your house. We heard there's marijuana on the premises. You're going to have to do a cavity check, homie.
Uh-huh.
And speaking of cavity checks, this, talking about hate, Kenneth Turner. Kenneth Turner is a man that need to have a cavity check every day for the rest of his life. With no Vaseline, with a baton. Kenneth Turner assaulted his pregnant ex-girlfriend, stomping her on the stomach in an attempt to kill her unborn child, his unborn child, by the way. And while he's stomping her, he's telling her, as she reported, she did not deserve the baby and that he was going to kill it. His child now.
Wow. He thinks highly of himself to say, you don't deserve to have my child. So, therefore, I'm going to stump you until the baby dies.
Right. And
that's just, whoa. You know what? He don't get a special handle.
No.
Because he's not worthy of the special helmet.
Right. Special helmets are for special people. I mean, if we gave him a helmet, it would have the spikes inside it.
Mm-hmm.
So that when he put it on, it would automatically just crush his head and that would be it.
Yeah.
I mean, as I stated before we started, he's the person that needs that cavity check every day.
Yeah.
That special cavity check. That only kind and loving people can give.
I would say if that baby dies, he can still be charged with murder. And if so, he should get the death penalty. But instead of putting him in the chair, we'll stick the wires up his ass and electrocute him like that.
Yeah, but that would mean that you would actually have to physically put the wire in his ass.
Well, use a stick and push it up in him. I'm just saying. Cruel and unusual punishment. That's what he deserves.
Man, you just took 2 inches off my balls right there. Just so you know.
My bad.
and speaking of that, you know, we talk about conspiracies, you know, not only just the conspiracy to make everyone a hater, what about the conspiracy to change shit to what it isn't? You know, this wordplay that's out here, sex trafficking, which is a double whammy because sex trafficking is not only slavery, but organized prostitution.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, last time I checked, when you take somebody not of their will and you make them do stuff not of their will, that would be slavery, right?
That is slavery.
And if you make people have sex with other people and it's not of their will or not of their free will, they may get killed or threatened or whatnot. That would be what, 100?
That's rape.
Well, yeah.
That's rape.
Yeah,
and
that's rape too.
It's forced prostitution.
Yeah. AKA slavery.
Slavery. It's just all around. It's not human trafficking. There's no escort. It's been pimping. That's what it is.
Raise the pimp, pan.
Pimping. That's all it is. And I don't understand why they try to put quote unquote politically correct terms on there to make it go over a little easier, but it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Just like, why is it okay? Now, I'm seeing on TV, especially Dr. Phil, he's had this person on several times where this guy owns all these girls. It's called the Budding Ranch, but it's just a whole house.
Yeah, he's talking about the one in Vegas.
Right. It's a whole house. And they're prostitutes. He's a pimp. But nobody is arresting him or arresting the prostitute.
Well, it's actually legal in Nevada.
Okay. But what about the escort thing? They have escort services that are other places, and they're having sex. I mean, I'm just trying to figure out, how is it not prostitution? Okay, if you do it in a high-class fashion, it's not prostitution. But if you do it on the street corner, it is prostitution. Therefore, that's what makes it illegal. What the hell?
Hey, you know, I'm like, a hoe is a hoe. By any other name, it's still a hoe.
And in the website, we've talked about the website before, you know, they hook you up. You know, you can find a one-night stand if you pay a certain amount to become a member of this website. In essence, isn't that still pimping? Isn't that still prostitution?
Technically, it's not online prostitution. It is online booty call-ism.
So when they say hook up with this young girl tonight and you can get in touch with her, we'll give you access to her information for a nominal fee, so you can go ahead and hook up with her.
That would be pimping.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. It's pimping. It's still prostitution. So why is that legal? And they may, this is my thing. they made a big deal about Janet Jackson's titty accidentally flopping out. They made a big deal, you know, make a big deal about different commercials or too sexy, this and the other. But they have these movies now, The Client List with Jennifer, I forgot her name.
But
anyway,
it don't matter.
She's playing a prostitute. She's giving guys hand jobs. She's posing as a massage therapist, and she's giving guys hand jobs.
No, it's not hand jobs. It's happy endings.
The happy endings. That's what I'm saying. Because it's called a happy ending, it's legal. But if you call it a hand job, it's illegal and it's prostitution.
Well, I'm thinking in advertising, you can't tell people, well, we're going to give you a sad ending and expect them to come through. That's just philosophically how it is. I mean, you know, and that's why we say there's the conspiracy to change shit to what it isn't.
Right.
Because it would sound so much better. But we, of course, here at Smooth Drama, we ain't falling for it. And we going to go on break, but we going to give you some words of encouragement from Immortal Technique. This is The Poverty of Philosophy.
Most of my Latino and Black people who are struggling to get food, clothes, and shelter in the hood are so concerned with that, that philosophizing about freedom and socialist democracy is usually, unfortunately, beyond their rationale. They don't realize that America can't exist without separating them from their identity. Because if we had some sense of who we really are, there's no way in hell we'd allow this country to push its genocidal consensus on our homeland. This ignorance exists, but it can be destroyed. Niggas talk about change and working within the system to achieve that. The problem with always being a conformist is when you try to change the system from within, it's not you who changes the system. That will eventually change you. There is usually nothing wrong with compromising a situation, but compromising yourself in a situation is another story completely. And I have seen this happen long enough in the few years that I've been alive to know that it's a serious problem. In Latino America, a huge colony of countries whose presidents are cowards in the face of economic imperialism. You see, third world countries are rich places, abundant in resources, and many of these countries have the capacity to feed their starving people, and the children will always be digging for food and trash on commercials. But plutocracies, in other words, a government run by the rich, such as this one, and traditionally oppressive European states, force the third world into buying overpriced, unnecessary goods while exporting huge portions of their natural resources. I'm quite sure that people will look upon my attitude and sentiment and look for hypocrisy and hatred in my words. My revolution is born out of love for my people, not hatred for others. See, most of Latinos are here because of the great inflation that was caused by American companies in Latin America. Aside from that, many are seeking a life away from the puppet democracy that was funded by the United States. Places like El Salvador, Guatemala, Peru, Colombia, Nicaragua, Ecuador, and República Dominicana. And not just Spanish-speaking countries either, but Haiti and Jamaica as well. As different as we have been taught to look at each other by colonial society, we are in the same struggle. And until we realize that, we'll be fighting for scraps from the table of a system that has kept us subservient instead of being self-determined. And that's why we have no control over when the embargo will stop in Cuba or when the bombs will stop dropping in Vieques. But you see, here in America, the attitude that is fed to us is that outside of America, there live lesser people. Fuck them. Let them fend for themselves. No, fuck you. They are you. No matter how much you want to dye your hair blonde and put fake eyes in or follow an anorexic standard of beauty, or no matter how many diamonds you buy from people who destroy your own brutally to get them, no matter what kind of car you drive or what kind of fancy clothes you put on, you will never be them. They're always going to look at you as nothing but a little monkey. I'd rather be proud of what I am rather than desperately trying to be something I'm really not just to fit in. And whether we want to accept it or not, that's what this culture or lack of culture is feeding. I want a better life for my family and for my children, but it doesn't have to be at the expense of millions of lives in my homeland. We're given the idea that if we didn't have these people to exploit, that America would
of us are in the same boat, and it's sinking while these bougie motherfuckers ride on the luxury liner. And as long as we keep fighting over kicking people out of little food, we're all in. We're gonna miss an opportunity to gain a better standard of living as a whole. In other words, I don't want to escape the plantation. I want to come back, free all my people, hang the motherfucker that kept me there, and burn the house to the goddamn ground. I want to take over the encomienda and give it back to the people who work the land. You cannot change the past, but you can make the future. And anyone who tells you different is a fucking lethargic devil. I don't look at a few token Latinos and black people in the public eye as some type of achievement for my people as a whole. Most of those successful individuals are just sellouts and house people. But I don't consider brothers a sellout if they move out of the ghetto. Poverty has nothing to do with our people. It's not in our culture to be poor. That's only been the last 500 years of our history. Look at the last 2,000 years of our existence and what we brought to the world in terms of science, mathematics, agriculture, and forms of government. You know the idea of a confederation of provinces where one federal government controls the state? The Europeans who came to this country stole that idea from the immigrants. The idea of teaching comes from an Aztec tradition. That's why Montezuma was stoned to death by his own people, because he represented the intention of the Spaniards once he was captured, not the Aztec people when they become Mexicans. So in conclusion, I'm not going to vote for anybody just because they black or Latino. They have to truly represent the community and represent what's good for all of us all the time. Porque si no, entonces te mando pa'l carajo, cabrón, gusano, hijo de puta. Seramos libres pronto. ¡Viva la revolución!
¡Viva la revolución!
Together you got to move.
People, welcome back to Smooth Drama with Mr. F the N-Word and me, Miss 100%. That was Immortal Technique, The Poverty of Philosophy.
Yep. The Poverty of Philosophy is a bitch. You know, because it's the poorness of your thinking. You know, a lot of folks don't look at it like that. Sort of like our dumbasses or the next conspiracy to make everyone a dumbass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that never gets old. And speaking of conspiracy to make everyone a dumbass, over in North London, there was a black firefighter who was off duty trying to help the police in the middle of a disturbance. Edric Kennedy McFoy tries to go up to the cops while they're trying to break up a party, and he ends up getting assaulted, shot with a stun gun, and arrested. It's like, homie, don't he know 100? You want to explain to him the rules of engagement when you're black and there's a police incursion into the black neighborhood?
Explain it to him?
Yeah, please explain it to him.
Run, Negro, run. That's all I got to say. I mean, common sense says you're looking around and everyone that looks like you is getting the shit beat out of them. So do you go up to the cop that holds the taser and he pop the one in everybody that looks like you? Go to the guy with the billy club and beating everybody that looks like you? Or you take your ass home somewhere?
Yeah.
I say the choice, but the answer would be C, take your ass home and sit down somewhere.
Yeah, that would have been my choice also. I mean, if he wanted to do something helpful, videotape it, put it on YouTube, and then release it to the press so at least everybody can see it for what it was, instead of going and getting that involuntary ass whooping.
Or if you saw it, you couldn't videotape it, just wait till the next day and call in and say, I got a tip, I can identify the person that did whatever, and that let that be that.
Right.
Yeah, you don't walk up to no cop that's beating black people's ass in the middle of some type of a riot. Well, that makes no sense to me.
Well, see, that's why it's a conspiracy to make everyone a dumbass.
Dumbass.
You know, these folks think that, hey, you know what? I can go up to them. I can help. I'm a firefighter.
No.
I'm a public servant. Not without that fire hat on.
Not without that uniform, bruh.
Without that uniform, you lucky he's in London. Because if he had been over here, he'd have been like that undercover cop, the off-duty black cop that took about 45 bullets.
Wow.
It's kind of how that go.
Wow.
You know, I mean, and that is part of the conspiracy to make everyone a dumbass, because here we have the education, the written and the unwritten. We just gave an example of the unwritten education that's out there. You know, that other thing that we have to teach our kids. Hey, don't do this, don't do that, because this is what will happen.
It's called a school of hard knocks.
Yeah.
Come on.
Literally.
Street smart.
Right.
You know not to do this.
Right. Now, you're not a real father if you hadn't sat down with your son, if you're a black man, and say, hey, when the cops run up on you, this is what you do.
Right. Right. You have to teach them.
Yes, that is the unwritten education. Now, the written education makes you look like you've done nothing in history. That everything that you've accomplished happened during slavery. You know, your standard of beauty, even though, as we discussed earlier, your standard of beauty is hated on but loved at the same time. It just makes no sense whatsoever. Sort of like the hair deal 100. What is that? What's the hate on the hair about?
All right, I'm going to try to do this very quickly, because it's a lot that goes into it, so I'm going to need y'all to just stay with me, and I'm going to bless you. Anyway, I was watching Chris Rock's show, Good Hair, and the basis of it was young black women are taught at a very, very young age that they have bad hair because it's not long and silky and flowing and blowing in the wind. So therefore, they use this chemical, this deadly chemical called relaxer, stay with me, relaxer, that breaks down the follicles in your hair and relaxes it. And it's funny because the hair business is $90 billion a year business. And black people, not just black women, but black people are 90% consumers. But when on the flip side, when it comes talks about being the owners, black people, there's like less than 10% of African Americans that own stock in the hair business. And the breaking it down and relaxing it, you make us think that we're not good enough. So you give us this false bottle of hope and to relax us and to break us down internally so that we grow up without any type of identity. So we're walking around and it's killing us because it's a deadly poison. It's a chemical.
Well,
that over time is damaging your lungs.
Well, here's my question. Why is it called a permanent when it's temporary?
It's not called a permanent.
Well,
white people.
Right, but when you call it a perm, getting a perm.
Yeah, but that's the thing. That's kind of like the wrong thing, the wrong terminology. People say perm, But perms, white people get perms. They get perms in their hair to make their hair curly like ours. But we want to get a relaxer to make ours straight like theirs.
Maybe what needs to happen is a switch.
Yeah.
Maybe black people and white people need to switch brains, and then white people will want to look like white people are supposed to look, I guess, and black people are going to look like they're supposed to look, I guess, and then we won't have any more of this tomfoolery going on.
It's crazy, and here's the saddest part about this. There are weaves or fake hair out there that cost upwards of $5,000. That's just the hair.
Well,
the process costs $1,000 to put it in. You got women that's living in subsidized housing that's putting their hair on layaway, but they're not putting that $5,000-$6,000 into some type of college fund for their children. We've been so messed up internally about the way we look, we would rather walk around trying to look like we the bomb or like we have something rather than wait a while and put it on our kids so that invest in our children so that we can actually have something. So
yeah, that would make sense, but then it goes away from the conspiracy to make everyone a dumbass. See, the conspiracy states explicitly, and I don't think you got your fax or email on the dumbass contract. It says explicitly, you must do shit that makes no sense whatsoever. And that would be one of them.
Mm-hmm. You get up every morning and you comb and brush and flat iron your oppressor. That's your oppressor. Clothes and hair products, and you don't own no stock in all the stuff that you buy.
Well, it's not my oppressor. I don't love hair like that. I mean, I just brush my hair and there it is. I go in between bald and waves. It don't matter to me.
Hey, I'm guilty. I love hair. But you know what? Not no more. Trust and believe, I am reformed.
All right. Well, I was looking like you're going to get the blowout comb.
Oh, yeah. I didn't already start the process. I'm 3 months in without no relaxer.
Speaking of relaxing, now, you know, not only is to make everyone a dumbass to make you go through policies that make no sense and do things that are against your future, we talk about the divide and kill you part.
Yeah.
Conspiracy. You know, I don't think people understand. When you talk about dividing, you have so many schisms. You know, you got, well, homosexuals are upset at heterosexuals and back and forth.
Right, right.
Christians is mad at Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
Black is mad at white, even though nobody talk about it. It seems like everybody forgetting that there's like more Latinos than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even talk about them. I mean, although we starting to hate on them a little bit, and right now we hate on the Arabs, you know, because they trying to quote unquote blow us up. I mean, there's so many people to hate that they all end up hating on each other, but nobody hates on their oppressor.
Exactly.
I mean, it's like the pimp and his stable.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the stable know about all the other hoes,
mm-hmm.
and they battle it out. I'm gonna be the bottom bitch. No, I'm gonna be the bottom bitch that he gonna settle for. When in reality, he's not settling for none of your dumb asses.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's just gonna run off with the money. Because that's what oppressors do.
Mm-hmm.
How come nobody's ever mad at the oppressor?
Exactly. Just the same thing where the guy that you call Little Kim, but the Kim Jong, whatever guy that died suddenly, and I was trying to, I couldn't wrap my mind around the reason why. They talk about how he was just this horrible dictator, and then you see people laying on the ground, hitting their fists on the ground, kicking their legs, screaming and hollering, and then we found out that the people were threatened that if they didn't show any type of grief because he died, then they were going to be killed. And it's like, okay, you're crying because your oppressor is gone, you're threatened to be killed. But as a people, y'all are stronger than that government now. So, but your mind is so still, your mind is still so enslaved that you're in fear of standing up for yourself.
Well, think about it. They North Korea, South Korea. One is a capitalist nation. The other is a communist nation.
And they hate each other.
Right. Not because they did anything wrong to each other. They don't even remember who had the argument. They just know they mad at somebody that they don't know.
Just they like Koreans and Chinese people don't like each other.
Well, I mean, see, but the point is, you're hating on someone that you don't even know.
You don't know.
Never met, never have personally done anything to you. But you're not mad at your oppressors, who were the communists and the capitalists, who made you want to fight against your cousin in the first place.
Is there
am I missing something? When nations split up, I mean, we had the whole Rwanda thing where you have these two different tribes who are mad at each other and go to kill each other, but never took that step to go and kill their oppressor.
Right.
How come oppressor always gets a pass? Every time we talk about who we should be mad at, you start pointing at groups. You know, well, it's them damn Iranians coming to the neighborhood. Well, they didn't oppress you. They got blown out of their neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no matter where you go, there's an oppressor.
Mm-hmm.
Who nobody's mad at. Nobody ever attacks the oppressor.
Exactly.
Who created these conditions?
It's like the man that gets caught cheating on all his girlfriends and they beating each other's ass instead of beating his ass.
Exactly.
It makes no sense.
So we want to know, why are people falling for the conspiracy to make everyone a dumbass? I mean, is that what's in? Why can't you be mad at your oppressor? And on that note, for Miss 100%, I am F the N word, and we are, of course, Smooth Drama, and there's no conspiracy. You ain't got to go home, but you, of course, got to get off here, but we want to holler at you anyway. With Smooth Drama, we out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
Smooth.
Drama.